Hi, welcome to my podcast, Absolute Parenting, The Shit No One Tells You. Episode 21, Pose Homeschooling Worries for Parents. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle at Absolute Parenting. So guys, before we start this podcast, I just wanted to let you all know that the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Hooray! It is live. Yay! So if you want to check it out, then please type in absoluteparentingclub.com and you will see our brand spanking new website. And very, very soon it will be populated with blog posts and other contents. So stay tuned, keep your eyes peeled. So guys, back to the podcast, Pose Homeschooling Worries for Parents. As the lockdown restrictions are slowly being lifted in the UK, the general public here is starting to feel the horizon is in sight from this pandemic. However, there are still just so many unknown, factors. There are still so many questions that, may be just circling in our minds. However, I kind of think we as parents, do we feel that extra layer of uncertainty? And what I mean by that is, like, for example, for me, I often feel I do not know how this pandemic, how this endless amount of lockdowns and homeschooling has actually impacted my two daughters. For me, my two major worries are, of course, their mental health, and then is their education. Obviously, daughter number one, she is in school. And daughter number two, I'm not so worried. She's still quite small and she's not at a school age yet. However, daughter number one, I mean, I have no idea, if she's behind, and if she is, how would that impact her future? Loads of questions that I keep asking myself. And plus, bearing in mind, if you remember the first podcast I did with my friend Emily, just talking about our different experiences with homeschooling, my daughter's school has been pretty horrendous at supporting parents throughout this period. I mean, the head teacher just had such a poor attitude. She pretty much ignored most parents' concerns and complaints. And I know that for a fact because I have been talking to other parents. We have been sent work that, were full of mistakes, resources that were just wrong, resources that didn't even match the work. And yet the head teacher did not see there were any issues. In fact, her attitude was pretty much, well, it's down to the parents, to figure out ourselves. And in one of her replies to me, she basically implied that I was being a nuisance and basically a pain in her ass. So yeah, for me personally, I am really worried about her education. With homeschooling, myself and my husband literally just muddled through with the lack of support from the school. We had zero clue if we were doing anything, correctly. And now she's back in school. I don't know if she is behind. I don't know if she is struggling. I mean, the communication between the school and parents basically been like non-existent. And she has been back in school for like 4 weeks now, obviously with an Easter break in between. Then, of course, the other worry I have, are like, is her mental health okay? Has lockdown caused any like long-term damage that we cannot see yet? Has it impacted her confidence and, the social skills? All of these things that, just constantly circling around in my head. So anyway, in this podcast, I have invited my friend Emily back onto the show to talk about how things are going for her and her little girl. Now all children are back in school in the UK. I mean, does Emily have any like post-homeschooling worries like me? Do we have the same worries? And most importantly, to talk about how we feel as parents as well, Are we like, oh, thank fuck, they're back at school and, we get a bit of me time back. It is important to talk about how we feel as parents as well. Anyway, without further delays, let's welcome Emily back onto the show. thank you so much for coming on again to talk about, well, this time around, post homeschooling worries.
Thank you for having me.
No, thank you so much for your time. So, first of all, it kind of feels a bit like a blur now that homeschooling actually happened, because they kind of got back into school, and I don't know, is that, do you feel the same?
Yeah, it seems like a bad dream.
That is actually accurate, a bad dream that has happened.
Yeah, it's been really weird, and I think because they only went to school for 3 weeks and then they're off again.
Yeah.
Kind of threw it all out the window, really.
Yeah, that is actually true, actually. It was almost like got them back into routine, and then they were off again for Easter for like 2 weeks. So yeah, it's just a bit start and stop. I mean, but overall, how do you think your little girl is getting on? Is she okay? You know, was there any like anxiety going back, or, you know, was she just like ready?
Oh, she was definitely ready. Towards the end of homeschooling, you could tell by her behaviour and just her attitude in general, she was just over it. Getting back into school with all her friends and children of her own age and getting back into that learning environment, it's just a complete change in her. She's back to the happy, I wouldn't go so far a non-stroppy, but...
Yeah.
She's just back to her usual happy self again.
Oh.
And just seeing them outside, I know they're supposed to be socially distanced, but at that age you can't do anything about it.
No.
But just seeing them all just like screaming and hugging each other and so excited to see each other. It's just been amazing.
Oh, bless her. You know what? Yeah, no, my little girl's the same. She was like more than ready to go back. And she was just so excited. But then I know there are some children in her class that really were actually quite anxious. I don't know if like you had the same as well with some of the children, you know, in your little girl's class, or was it in general, do you think they are okay?
I think in general they're okay. I spoke to the teacher about it and she said that this class in particular has settled back into it really, really well. She said it's as if they've never been gone.
Yeah,
and really, really surprised. But then the whole lead up to going back to school, I think they handled brilliantly.
Yeah.
They, because we had weekly Zoom meetings with the class, and they're talking about it and everything, and saying, you know, we're going to be back in class together in 2 weeks, and just doing like this weekly countdown.
Aww.
And then the week before they went back, she said, if you've got any questions, just email them into the class email and I'll answer them all on your last Zoom meeting before school starts again. So I had a bit of a chat with my little girl and she was just a bit like, it's just things like, when are we going to have PE? Would I still be sitting with my friends? And just general things that a five-year-old would worry about, really.
Yeah.
They were all answered. Every single question that the children asked was answered in that final Zoom meeting. And then, like I said, it was like they'd never been gone.
Oh, that's great. Oh, you know what? Every time I hear about your school, I just think your school done such an amazing job, because, like, my school not done any of that, like, none of it. And I think that is why some of the children, you know, in my daughter's class were struggling, because there's a lot of uncertainty, because there was not lots of things that hasn't been like ironed out. And I mean, even, you know, before she went back, she was asking me some questions, like, you know, my little girl, and she was asking me things like, oh, who will I be sitting with? And I mean, I had zero clue. I was literally just winging it.
Oh,
I was like, I said, you will get to, because I think they get sit with a partner. So they just sit in twos in their class.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, well, I think you'll be sitting, you know, with a different partner that you had, you know, before the lockdown happened. I said, but obviously, I don't know who. I said, I think that is up to your teacher to decide. But you know what? There were just so many little details that they could have done better in helping the kids, as, you know, easing them back in. Because,
yeah,
like you rightly said, you know, a 5-6 year old they are worried about like these little things. You know, they just could have done so much more throughout the whole process, I think. And
yeah,
definitely. My little girl had questions and I was just thinking, I don't know how to answer that, but I'm going to do my best.
And at that age, it's the little things that are the big things for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like, even if it's like, oh, what are we going to have for lunch today?
Oh, God, yeah.
They send us the menu through. It's on a 2-week rotation, I think, at the moment.
Yeah.
And they say, right, we're on menu one this week and then menu two the next week and whatever. And we're able to look it up. And because I remember one day I hadn't looked it up. And we were walking up to the school and she said to me, what's for lunch today? And I said, oh, I don't know. She goes, oh, but what if I don't like it? What if I don't like the choices? I won't be able to have anything to eat. Aww. I thought, oh, this is actually quite serious for them.
Yeah.
It is something that worries them. So even little things like that, that just makes so much difference, just to put their mind at ease that little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree. I mean, like I have always said, I think my school have just been terrible, like terrible at during the whole lockdown, during the whole homeschooling thing. And obviously, even, you know, when they're due to go back, there were just literally no contact with parents or the kids at all. And I just think there are just so many things they could have done to just ease, you know, them back into it and just, yeah, rest their little minds, I would say.
It's really bad because they're children.
I know.
They're just children.
I know.
Yeah, they're at school to learn, but they're also there to learn about life and how to deal with things like a pandemic. That's gonna happen.
Oh, we are all learning about the pandemic, eh?
But it's just to see them through all these big things that happen.
I know.
For the rest of their life,
it is a big impact. But that's the thing, actually. Now you said that as well. I mean, do you worry about her mental health in any way? Or, I mean, because I think for me, it's still too early to tell whether there is any, you know, impact.
I'm seeing snippets of it now.
Mm.
It's like she keeps talking about, oh, when we next have 100 days off school.
Oh, God.
I'm like, no, this is over. Boris has promised us this is over. We're going back. it has kind of, it's dawning on me now. Like I said to you earlier, they haven't had a full school year in school. Their entire life has been a term at school and then a term home learning, a term at school, a term home learning. And that's all they know. And I'm thinking, maybe not so much this school year, but next school year, when they have to do the full year at school, I think that's when it's going to start to show.
Yeah. I agree, actually. I think it'd be a shock to the system, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, because sometimes, yeah, that was something I'm going to ask you, you know, are you worried, like, because obviously people keep talking, it's like third wave and stuff like that. And sometimes, at the back of my mind, I can't help but think, yeah, what if there is a third wave? I'll be like, oh, how do I prepare her for this again? I mean, how do I prepare myself for this again? I'm just thinking to myself, I can't deal with another homeschooling with this school, seriously.
I think we're lucky that our kids haven't experienced anything different. So for them, it's like, oh yeah, I've been at school for a while. Yeah, I'm home learning again. It's just normal to them.
Yeah.
But I think children that have had that time in school and then have to get thrown into home learning, I think it'd be more disruptive for them. But our kids haven't experienced anything different, so as far as they're concerned, this is normal school.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's the thing, you can't really.
Us on the other hand, we're gonna be, I think,
we'd be broken,
corner rocking.
But I mean, for me personally, like with the personal experience I've been through with this school, I just don't think I could deal with another homeschooling with this school, because they've just been so poor at it. And I just, they just haven't really done a good job. I mean, even now, obviously, you know, she's back in school. I literally have zero clue how she's doing, like nothing. So basically, they obviously gone back to school for 3 weeks, okay? Yeah. And then it was Easter holiday. And I'm not even kidding. The school was offering parents' evening, like, as soon as, like, you know, 1 week that they've been back. And and I was just thinking to myself, I said, how could you offer parents, like, parents' evening that soon after them going, returning back to school? And there were loads of parents not happy about it. And I think a lot of parents did, like, you know, moan about it to the head teacher. And I think the head teacher, she's just so stubborn. She just doesn't care. She's just like, well, this is the time that we normally do, you know, parents' evening. So basically take it or leave it. That was, like, pretty much her attitude.
Wow.
And in the end, we tried to, well, we left it and left it to, like, the latest possible appointments I had available. So then she would be in school for nearly 3 weeks by then. But even then, I felt like that parents' evening was just utterly useless. I mean, the teacher was just telling me stuff that, like, even I was aware of, because I have been teaching her for, like, what, 3 months?
Wow. So they didn't tell you anything that you didn't know, didn't reassure you about what she'd been doing at home was right or anything?
No, nothing. There was no indication or anything. And she was just telling me some very, like, generic stuff, such as she was saying, oh, you know, with phonics, yeah, they're all struggling with, like, you know, with this sound. And, oh, you know, it's a three letters sound, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, if the whole class is struggling, okay, fine. But you don't, like, this is giving me, like, no information as to how she is doing.
Yeah.
It's like, is she at, you know... I mean, I know it's only been 3 weeks, but, you know, is she in the right kind of level? Is she behind? You know, I literally feel like I have zero idea how she's doing. And obviously now, you know, they had their Easter holiday and they're back at school. Mm. But, like, there's been no contact with parents at all, like, nothing. In fact, there has been such poor communication that I didn't even know she started to get homework on the online software again, because the school hasn't sent us a message or an email to notify us of that.
Oh, wow. That is terrible.
Yeah, like, nothing. Like, I didn't even know that she was getting homework on this online software system that they use, which is a heap of shit anyway. And, yeah, I didn't know until, like, you know, the mummy group chat was going off. Oh, yeah, you know, they got this homework. Oh, does anyone know, like, you know, what they have to do? And I was like, what? Whoa, hang on, what homework? Like, when was this, like, you know, said?
How did they find out about it?
Basically, I think they are the more experienced mum who just know the school is useless. Apparently, the mums were saying that, oh, yeah, the school sent an email out beginning of the year, so, like, September, to say that, oh, they get homework once a week, so log in, and that's it. So they send an email out beginning of the year expecting parents to just know that and just remember it.
Okay.
I mean, to me, that is not okay.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's poor communication through and through.
We were told with our school that because it's a mixed class, you've got year ones, year twos in the same class.
Yeah.
Twos get homework straight from September. Mm. That's when they get homework. But year ones won't be starting their homework. I mean, they do their reading and their spellings, but they don't get their homework, official homework, until after Christmas.
Mm.
That's when theirs starts.
Mm-hmm.
It is the transition from EYFS.
Yeah.
And we got told that because they've spent the first 3 months of or after Christmas at home doing their learning, that homework has been pushed back. But they said, oh, no, don't worry about it. They've done loads at home. We just need to ease them back into school life all over again.
Mm-hmm.
But they've actually told us that.
No, like, they honestly, the school have not said anything to us parents. So, I just feel I'm really in the dark, because I feel like, well, okay, one, I don't know how she's doing. I don't know if she's behind. Like, for me, I feel like this whole pose, you know, homeschooling worries is that it is the communication from the school, and I feel very anxious, like, as a parent, because I'm thinking, I literally have zero idea how she's doing. I don't know if she's behind. We got given homework and the school didn't even bother, like, just send a reminder email about it, just to say, oh, by the way, they have now started to do, you know, homework is being set, like, nothing. So actually, just out of interest, so have you had your parents this evening then?
Yes, had it tonight.
Ah,
actually.
Okay. You see, have it after Easter holiday, like a normal school.
Yeah, so we got a letter with all the emails and everything that were flying around in the build-up to going back to school. We had an email that said that the three weeks that they were back would be an assessment period for all children.
Mm-hmm.
They basically how they got on with home learning, any gaps that they had, any areas that they needed to catch up on or anything like that, they would find out within those first 3 weeks of getting back.
Yeah.
And then there was the 2 week Easter holidays.
Yeah.
And then this week they started the online parents evenings. So that was all this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to book them all last week, and then they all occurred this week, and I had mine tonight.
Ah.
Which is pretty scary. I don't know why I get really nervous. I feel like I'm going up in front of the teacher and having to explain myself.
You stranger, you're the parent. Like, oh, okay.
And I'm like, oh, has she been a good girl?
Oh, bless. So how did she get on? You see, what your school did, right, sounds like the right procedure given the circumstances.
Yeah, it's logical.
Yeah.
I read that email and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Because, yeah, it makes sense to me. Yeah, but they said she's done all right. I haven't broken her over home learning. she's actually in a really good place.
Aww.
At school. Like, doing really, really well.
Oh, bless her. That must make you feel so relieved, right? God loving, I would be.
It does. And I know we had a lot of support. We had a lot of online lessons and everything, but there's still that worry in your mind.
Yeah, of course. You're
teaching them wrong.
Yeah.
Because the way that we learned 20 odd years ago is completely different to how they're being taught now.
Oh, yeah.
And so you've always got that worry in the back of your mind.
But that's the thing, because, you know, I think my worries are definitely, is that I'm not a teacher. I had zero clue, back in, like, homeschooling, what I was supposed to be doing, you know, how to teach them. But, yeah, and yeah. I'm really actually happy to hear that, you know, she's done amazing. And well done to you as well for, you know, you've obviously done a great job as well at, you know.
Get up.
Yay, have a gin. To celebrate. Oh, bless. That is really good to hear. That is good to hear.
Yeah, it was a huge relief, because it is a worry, and I can only imagine how worried you must be, considering the lack of support that you had from the school compared to what we had. So you must be beside yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I'll just, I don't know. I think I have got to a point now where I actually feel it pains me to send her into that school.
Mm.
Because I just feel like I have no idea how she's doing. And I feel like even if I contact the school, they're not really giving me much either.
Yeah.
I mean, I have made contact with the school just about, you know, some of the issues that, you know, I just wanted to ask them. But even then, you know, they haven't really particularly been all that helpful. It's just like very flaky stuff. But I think this whole homework thing, which started, apparently, you know, we should have done homework at the weekend, which I had zero clue about. I was like, for goodness sake, does it really hurt you to just send like an email out just to say, oh, just a reminder, you know, homework is going to start this weekend. Please log in to the system, you know, to see what, you know, your child being set. But there was just nothing. There was literally nothing. And I would not even know or occur to me to go and even look at that rubbish piece of software if, like, you know, the mummy group chat didn't, you know, start, you know, popping up messages about it. And, yeah, so I would say I think my post homeschooling worries are definitely about how she's getting on education-wise. And I just feel like I'm in the dark. I just feel like, I don't know how she's doing. I mean, I try asking her, but, I mean, for goodness sake, a 5-6-year-old, not really going to give you, like, you know, a straight answer, are they?
No. It's like getting blood out of a stone.
I know. It's that every day now, I really try to make an effort to ask her, so, what did you learn today? Okay, yeah. But was it hard? Yeah, it's really hard, mummy. Okay, and you're thinking, was it actually really hard, or was it because, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Okay. All right, then.
Okay, they're obviously quite traumatizing today at school.
I've had a busy day at school, and I don't want to talk about it. All right, then, but was it a good day? Yes, it was a good day. Okay, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, as long as it's a good day. Yeah, exactly. But you know what? That's fair enough as well that they don't want to talk about it, because sometimes I can tell my little one, you know, she just doesn't want to talk about it. She's like, mummy, shut up.
Yeah. But then I remember getting home from school and my mum being like, oh, what did you do? And what was this? And what was that? It's like, oh, do you know what? I just want to switch my brain off.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrating and learning all day. I just want to switch my brain off and not think about it before I have to start on my homework. So I kind of get where she's coming from.
Oh, yeah. No, I do remember that as well. Being, you know, yeah. When you get home, it's like the safe haven. That's it. You just want to switch off.
Exactly.
And I guess for them as well, they've kind of been in lockdown, been at home all the time. And then I guess I'm just trying to imagine, you know, going back into school, it must be quite, like, regimented for them as well.
Yeah.
And they must have to, like, behave in a certain way, you know, they must, you know, listen, and they must do this, and, you know, follow the rules. Yeah. So I can imagine it's intense for the little brain as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's something called, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's basically it's the after school release. Something. It's I can't remember what it's called now, but it's about when they finish school and how all this pent up behavior and emotions flooding out, and that's why you end up having to deal with temper tantrums and all this, that, and the other after school, and grumpy children, because they've had to carry themselves and behave in a certain way for so long that all pent up frustrations and all that just suddenly comes out because you're the safe space and just their punching bag.
I know. And you're like, great, why did I sign up for this?
Yeah.
Why did I sign up to be a mother? Actually, you know what? So speaking of parenthood, motherhood, so now obviously homeschooling is all over. How do you feel as a parent? Do you feel like relief? Like, oh, thank God they're back. And I get some me time back.
I don't know. This is the weirdest feeling ever, because I was so looking forward to her going back just to get a bit of peace. But on one, I feel a little bit lost because I've lost my little shadow.
Yeah.
And where my day was revolved around home learning and things like that. And it was a challenge to my brain as well, because it's something new and something different.
Mm.
And now she's not there. I was a bit like, oh, now what do I do? And okay, I was going back to work, but that's different.
Yeah.
That was different. I was a bit like, oh, now what do I do? And at the same time, she's at school and she's doing all this learning, but I don't know what she's doing. Yeah. So before I have her maths book, and I'd know exactly what she was learning about maths.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any of that. And I only know what sound of the week she's learning when she brings home her spellings with the different sounds to do with whatever phonics they're doing.
Mm.
And I'm asking her other stuff, you know, what are you learning or what are you writing about in English? And like I just said, it's like getting blood out of a stone. And I've got no control over that anymore. And I'm really struggling.
Oh, bless you.
Like, I want to know what you're learning and I want to be a part of it. But yeah, now I'm not anymore. And I feel a bit, oh. But at the same time, I'm like, thank God that's over. Weird.
You know what? Isn't that just parenthood all over? It's such a weird feeling of emotions, and I don't know, just yeah, it's just a roller coaster. Because I totally understand what you said there. Part of me just feel so relieved, like, oh, thank God, like, she is like back at school, and
yeah,
you know, I don't have to deal with the whole homeschooling thing anymore. And I mean, As much as it was a struggle, obviously, because I didn't have a lot of support from the school. The school was just utterly rubbish. But then, like you rightly said, it was actually also quite nice to see what she is actually learning in school. And
yeah,
because now I think for me, I feel like I literally have no idea what she is doing in school. And because where my school being so poor at communicating, and you know, parents' evening might as well not even happened. And I'm just like, oh my God, suddenly I actually have zero clue what she's doing. At least with home learning, I have control over that. And now
their education is such a big chunk of their lives.
Yeah.
And you don't really appreciate how important it is until you're having to do the home learning.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you don't have any control over it. It's like, well, actually, she's my daughter, and I don't have any control over this massive life-changing part of her life.
But I think, it is scary.
It messes with your head so much. And then on the other hand, you're like, oh, thank God she's back at school. I get someone else to do it.
I don't know. I mean, there are obviously aspects that, you know, I enjoy now she's back at school, such as, you know, I do get a bit of like breathing space, so I get a bit of me time. And it's actually, for me personally, it's been quite nice that I don't have to cramp all my work in the evening, whereas you know, before, when it was lockdown, I had to just literally cramp as much in as possible in the evening, which is fine. You know I work freelance and I'm used to doing that. But when it was lockdown, it was just a bit too intense because normally I could, you know, get away with like replying to some email, just, you know, do some bits here and there when she is actually in school and the little one is actually having a little nap. But obviously with lockdown, there was like none of that. You know, it was like full on, you know, I have to be on mummy duties like 24/7.
Yeah, I get that. That's really intense.
So it's intense. So now is nice to kind of have a bit of extra time for myself, just as a bit of a breathing space. And I think for me as well is odd, because before Christmas, my youngest one, she's now 3, she didn't actually go to nursery that much, and she only went 2 mornings, but now she's gone for 4 mornings. So obviously for 4 of the mornings, I have no children. It's so strange. I don't know. Like you rightly said, I feel like I'm missing like a shadow. I'm missing like something. Just something is not right. Yeah, strange. It is, yeah, strange. So, yeah, no, part of me is relieved and glad that they are back and I get some kind of time back. But yeah, the other part of me is, I think with my eldest daughter, it's just the education. I feel more out of control than ever before, because I think during homeschooling I also saw how bad her teacher was as well, in terms of with her spellings. Like, there were just so much mistakes. I cannot believe like a teacher had wrote that work.
Yeah, that must be terrifying.
Because I keep saying to my husband, I keep saying to him, I said, my God, there are so many spelling mistakes and like grammar mistakes with this piece of work. And this is supposed to be English work. I thought, what is she teaching them in class? Seriously. Because, I can't even like teach her that this is wrong.
Oh, it's scary.
It's scary. It is very, very scary. I mean, I would have to be really honest. I think after this whole homeschooling experience, we are considering possibly moving her.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, well, it sounds like you've made up your mind
I
a long
just,
ago.
yeah, I think for me, I knew that.
You just know deep in your gut, really, if something's not right.
Yeah, I think from the whole homeschooling experience, I just didn't get a very good vibe, and it just didn't fill me with a lot of confidence as well, I think,
Yeah.
with the whole thing. But then, I've been talking to some of my other friends about it. Like, one of them is a teacher, and she said to me, "You know what? It's not a bad thing, Sue, that you feel that way, because at least she is still young, and you can correct it. You can now rectify it."
Exactly.
It's like, okay, you might feel like you have made a mistake by picking that school, but at least now you can do something about it before it's too late.
Exactly. And now is the time to do it before the major damage is done.
I just hope, like, there's a space in, like, in a different school. I don't know. We can only try. That's it.
Exactly. You don't know until you try.
I
And if
know.
you have to go on a waiting list for a couple of months, then, or till September, then that's what you have to do. But at least she's young enough that there won't be too much damage done that can't be fixed.
Yeah, I think after this experience, definitely I definitely have lost faith with this as well. And I guess, I don't know, the silver lining that I keep trying to tell myself is that, because I think throughout this whole thing, I feel like I'm a really bad mother that I have picked this school for her. I mean, I know it was a joint decision, for me and my husband, and back then we picked this school because, with what information that we know, and I guess, but that you put you but you just can't help but feel the whole parenthood guilt, the whole mother guilt. You can't escape that.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but when it comes to a school, you only know what you've been shown, and they're all on their best behaviour and trying to sell themselves when doing all the show rounds and everything. So, unless you know someone who's already got a child there that can give you the truth of what's going on, then you're not to know.
Yeah,
You
I think
can't blame yourself because you weren't to know.
I know, I think that is something that I'm trying to tell myself now to make myself feel a bit better. I mean,
Yeah.
I guess the silver lining to this whole, pandemic homeschooling thing is that perhaps I have now realized that this isn't the right school.
Yeah.
And perhaps that, thank goodness that she's not like in year 4 or year 5 or something. Because I think if she was like in year, in that age group, I would be even more panicking. Because then, I don't know, when they kind of get to that age group, like year 4, year 5, they are kind of near the end, and they are kind of so far into, that education system as well.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I don't know, moving them, is it worth moving them? But at least she is still very, very young at the moment. And yeah, I guess I'm just trying to, like, make myself feel a bit better that at least that's a silver lining. The silver lining is, okay, yes, we made a mistake to pick this school, and at least now hopefully we can, like, rectify it and change it and make it better for her.
Yeah, definitely now is the best time.
Because honestly, I keep hearing, like, obviously talking to you about this whole homeschooling thing and some of my other friends. Honestly, every single school just sounds like they have done such an amazing job. I mean, even, the whole post-homeschooling thing, like, with your school, amazing communication, actually told parents, like, this is what is going to happen. Just, just little things like that is not even there. And I'm just like, it's not asking a lot, is it? Just some explanation, you know?
Yeah, it's just basic people skills, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you.
It's nothing groundbreaking. It's just being a decent human being informing other people of what's going on.
Yeah, it is. It's communication. But then, you know what? That's the thing. Something I have learned in this whole homeschooling thing is that the head teacher, very bad people skills. So I think that's the problem.
Working with children.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. Really bad people skills. Anyway, I could probably go off on one about it for ages, just talking about how mummy guilt, you know, how much guilt I'm carrying and stuff like that. But so I won't bore you to death with it. But yeah, no, actually, I was going to ask you as well. So now you're obviously back at work. Do you find that when you are working, you sometimes, like, I don't know, your mind wanders to, I don't know, thinking about your little, you know, your little girl, or there's, I don't know, thinking about, well, I don't know, really, I guess just mummy worries.
Yeah, I wonder if she's okay and all that, but she loves school and she's got some really good friends. And one of the things that, because I was worried about her social development, being an only child, I was really worried about the impact of the lockdown on her. But in the parents' evening this evening, her teacher actually said that she's a popular little girl with lots of friends and there's no worries whatsoever on that front. So I feel a lot better about that now. She's always coming home saying who she played with and all this, and all these names just come out, and it's like different people at different playtime. So I know that she's happy and she's where she wants to be. And she's always goes into school with a smile on her face. She comes out with a smile on her face. And aww, that's the only thing I look at on the clock. Say, oh yeah, she's probably having her lunch now.
I do that as well.
Yeah, that's about it.
I would say I'm the same, because sometimes I find, like, with my, because obviously with homeschooling, their day was set out like their normal school day, the timetable that we were given.
Yeah,
so I'd be like, oh, I should be doing like PE right about now, you know, oh, I should be like doing, you know, English, or should be doing her maths or something. It's strange, because I was thinking, is it just me? Because I mean, throughout the day, I'll just randomly think about that.
Yeah, so I'm like that. It's like, oh, is it music today, or are they doing PE? But because they've got an outside PE teacher that comes in, I think they've had to, their PE days have changed slightly, or it was like Thursday last week, and I don't know how many weeks they've been back at school, but it was like Wednesday one week and then Thursday another, and then it was today, and so they haven't had any, they've kind of been winging it as to when this guy can come in because of all the social distancing and the reduced class sizes and things.
Yeah,
so it's a bit of an upheaval there, but now that he's back, properly back, it's going to settle down now, and they're going to get more of a routine in. So I'm a bit like, oh, will they be doing music today, or will it be PE? I wonder what it's going to be. God help them all if it's music and she's got to sing. But they've also started after school clubs as well.
Yeah. Same with ours, actually.
Yeah, she's doing forest school now, and swimming is back, and she's got her athletics club again, and that's really good.
Oh wow, that's actually lots of stuff.
Oh no, it's she's absolutely shattered. Absolutely shattered.
Hooray for easy bedtime. You see, that is another good thing.
Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing. Every night is like, yes, she is so tired.
I know, and I've actually cracked the bedtime, because I was really struggling a few months back with
it.
She couldn't sleep, and now it's all cracked, and she's out. She's out like a light.
Yep.
Same here. 7:15, she's asleep.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I know. You see, that I have to say, that is definitely one majorly good thing about them being back at school, because they are just so tired from it, from, you know, doing, well, even just playing in the playground, running around, chasing friends, you know, whatever. And every day, bedtime is so easy. It was like, yes, you're going to bed.
I mean, we have the usual bath time debate. I think debate is the polite way of putting it. I'm not having a bath tonight. You are having a bath. I'm not. I want to be smelly. No, get in the bath.
It's like, no, you get in the bath. I don't care how tired you are. You're going in the bath.
They get in the bath. I don't want to get out the bath. I want to stay in here forever. Oh, my gosh.
No, you can't stay here forever. Oh, the joy of parenthood.
But so we still get all that. But bedtime itself, actually, going to sleep, it's nice.
It is so nice. I mean, yeah, like you were saying, you know, when it was getting kind of towards the end of lockdown, you can just tell they've been at home for too long. There just wasn't a lot we can do with them. And the weather wasn't great, really, was it, either? So we couldn't really go outside for, like, a long period of time to, like, wear them out. Yeah, they just had too much energy. And bedtime really just getting later because they weren't tired. And then, I don't know, it's like a vicious circle, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they weren't going to bed as early because they can't. And
yeah, I know there's a few nights where she wasn't sleeping until about 9 o'clock just because she wasn't worn out enough.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And, like, oh, great.
It's like, great.
You know, we were only allowed out for 1 hour, wasn't it? Mm. We were allowed out and about for exercise.
Yeah.
That's not enough. And the garden was just like a bog, so she couldn't go out there really and run it all off in the garden. And it's just like, oh, okay. There's only so many Joe Wicks workouts you can do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, but that's the thing, though. You know, they get bored of that as well, you know?
Exactly. Mind you, we get bored of it. So it's like, oh, great. What can we do now?
Yeah, exactly. So you know what? That is definitely one big bonus, that them just back at school because they're very worn out. And bedtime, it's just like, yeah, they're in bed, shut their eyes, and that's it. Asleep, no drama.
Yes, exactly. Or minimum drama.
Yeah, minimum. I mean, even my youngest one, you know what? It's been amazing because, yeah, so when it was locked down, again, she just wasn't worn out. And she just wasn't napping in the day either. I mean, I know she was coming up to 3 back in lockdown. So she was like, you know, growing out of the nap time anyway. But I was just thinking to myself, oh, if you went into nursery, you'd be so shattered. But anyway, obviously now she is in nursery for like 4 mornings. My goodness, she needs a nap every day. Even just an hour.
Yeah.
Just an hour. She needs it because she is so grumpy. Otherwise, comes like 3:30, 4 o'clock, she's so grumpy. So that has been amazing as well, because I'm thinking, yes, you're napping even just like an hour. I get like that hour of just, you know, I don't know, have some lunch or do some chores or, you know, reply to some work emails or something.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
It is a little thing. It just feels amazing. But yeah, I mean, like even last week, actually, me and my husband decided that, right, okay, since the youngest one is in the nursery in the morning and obviously the other one's in school, we were like, right, let's do a little breakfast date. Let's just go and have breakfast. Obviously, we can only sit outside at the moment. It was still quite cold in the morning, but we're like, no, it's okay. We'll sit outside. It's fine. We'll suck it up. But it just felt so nice to just...
It sounds lovely.
Just sit down with me and my husband. No little people, you know, screaming, shouting at us, telling us off or whatever. And just have an adult conversation with him. That just...
No, is that you haven't had a chance to just be the two of you.
No.
There's always work or little people around.
Yeah.
Not like you can go out for a date night because nowhere's been open.
Mm-mm.
getting a takeaway and doing your own date night at home isn't the same because you've got little people. So it's things like that that just make such a big difference.
I know, it was just so nice sitting there for like an hour, just have breakfast and just, I don't know, just having a chat. And
yeah,
it really was just lovely. So yeah, things like that, I really appreciated. The whole post homeschooling, post lockdown, definitely, that was last, yeah, that was definitely like a big win for us last week. It's like, yes.
Oh, nice.
I know. But anyway, so I think to sum up this podcast, being a parent during this very uncertain time, what wisdom would you, like, can you share for other parents who obviously, you know, in different parts of the world, some parents are obviously currently are now going through lockdowns and things like that.
Yeah.
So what would be, like, I don't know, the word of wisdom from, like, your experience?
From my experience, I would say don't put pressure on yourself to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Don't worry about your child falling behind because they are all at the same level. They are all off school. They are all dealing with home learning, and all the parents are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not trained teachers. Okay, some people may be, but majority of us are not trained teachers. And don't worry about it, because all the children are the same. And they're all dealing with it, and they will catch up. They will be academically, socially, whatever. They will come out of it the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what I would say, is don't put the pressure on yourself to be something you're not.
Yeah, I think, yeah, no, I would agree with that. I think now, like, you know, in the UK, we have come out of the other side of that. I think, yeah, I agree, you know, don't put so much pressure on yourself. And I guess, I mean, I suppose, you know, for me and you, we are lucky that, you know, both our little girls are okay and they don't feel anxious. Obviously, you know, I would say I can't speak, you know, for parents that perhaps, you know, that have a child that is very anxious, you know, that must be really, really tough to deal with.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, for me and you, you know, we are lucky that our daughters are both, you know, really happy going back. And I know some parents definitely, you know, are, you know, having a much harder time as well with their kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say that, yeah, don't be so hard on yourself, definitely. And yeah, they will catch up. I mean, even with my daughter, obviously I hope she is catching up, but, you know, yeah, but they will catch up. I mean, it sounds like, from talking to her with the information she gives me, sounds like she's doing okay. I guess I found out now she's getting homework. But yeah, no, I would agree. Yeah, just try not to worry and it will pass.
Yeah. At the end of the day, we're in a pandemic. We haven't chosen to home educate our children. This is something that has been thrust upon us, and we can only do the best we can.
Yeah. And I think as well, we can only do the best we can in terms of supporting them, like, mentally, and just preparing them as well to go back to school. I mean, obviously, I know different parts of the world, they are going through different lockdowns and things like that. So, I don't know if schools are open or what. But yeah, I think as parents, you can only do your best to kind of prepare them, go back to school life, I guess.
Yeah.
To the best that you can do for them, I suppose. But yes. But anyway, Emily, thank you so much for coming onto the show again and sharing just your post homeschooling worries with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been good.
And so glad to hear your little girl is doing really good as well. That is really, really nice to hear.
It was a relief.
It is. I'm sure it was, but yeah, no, lovely to hear. But yeah,
thank you
so much, Emily. I hope you all enjoyed listening to this podcast. I hope you will all tune in again. And don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, then please subscribe or follow me on social media so you can share it with anyone that you think may find it helpful. You will find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle @AbsoluteParenting. Don't forget, the brand spanking new Absolute Parenting website is here. Hooray! It is live. Yay! So if you want to check it out, then please type in absoluteparentingclub.com.